More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, conflicted. Is conflict coming between you and someone you care about? We'll help you discover ways to stay connected even when you're at odds. 877-573-7825.
All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to Life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, conflicted. Is conflict coming between you and someone you care about? We want to help you discover ways to stay connected even when you're conflicted. 877-573-7825 is the number to call. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Call up and tell us.
I didn't mean to step on you there. No, not at all. Because, you know, conflict happens. You can just by like stepping on somebody.
How dare you? Yeah.
Exactly.
And Yeah. Deep cleansing breath.
But the question really is conflict with someone you care about, your spouse, a younger or adult child, a parent, a family member, a friend, a coworker? Come on, we can have conflict with everyone. And is that making it hard to have the relationship that you want with them? Are the two of you stuck in a cycle where you fight about the same thing over and over without ever resolving it? Maybe you're dealing with someone who turns everything into a disagreement, maybe even to a full-blown drama, and you've been holding something in for weeks or months or since you were kids because you don't know how to say it without starting a fight. Do you wonder whether it's even possible to have a disagreement that actually makes your relationship stronger instead of weaker? Let us help you discover how to stay connected even when you're at odds.
877-573-7825. Hey, before we actually get into the show, though, I want to send a shout-out to somebody. So I'm part of this choir that performs with the Pittsburgh Symphony. In fact, we're singing with Wynton Marsalis this weekend. But there's a guy in the choir who listens to the show.
Oh!
And hey, Tim. And he was listening to the show with his wife the other day, and he was saying his wife said, "Hey, is that guy you sing with?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "Oh, I like listening to him because he makes you a better husband whenever you listen."
Oh my goodness! He really said that. That's lovely.
So thanks for the feedback, Tim. Shout out to you and your wife.
I'm telling you, with how hard you guys are all working on this Wynton Marsalis Symphony, you probably needed to hear something like that just as a pick me up this week. So thanks, Tim, for that.
There you go. But we can help you be a better wife to your husband and be a better husband to your wife and be just a better person in general by managing conflict more effectively today on More to Life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Well, the wonderful thing is that when Tim and his wife listen to the show, they don't have more conflict over. You know, I like the fact that it makes him a better husband. They draw closer together. It's not, "See, you do all this stuff, and if you just did things the way they want it." It's nice to not have that because of
He that. Also said to pass on that his wife said that when you help her be calmer. She likes to listen to you, too.
Well, bless your heart. Thank you so much. We'll try to do that for all our listeners today. And I have to say, let's really talk about this, everyone. If you're feeling like there's that person or that topic that just makes you just dread the fact that you're going to have to deal with a conflict, if it's talking about money, if it's talking about that family vacation, if it's talking about how everybody's going to be at that event, like a wedding or a graduation coming up, it can just make our shoulders go up around our ears, make us feel stiff, steal some of the joy from our lives. And there's so much of it going on these days. You know, you're afraid to talk to anybody about any news event that's going on because they might take it the wrong way or be on the other side of it. Family stuff gets incredibly crazy because everybody's so busy, and then you ask for one more thing, like, can we get together for Mother's Day or, you know, this reunion, and somebody's going to be offended. Let's take some of that pressure off of you. Let's help you feel peaceful and find solutions to all of this so you can grow closer to these people instead of feeling torn apart from them and torn up inside yourself. Give us a call today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
This is a particularly difficult time of year that can lead to lots of conflict because, of course, school's coming to a close, kids are coming home from college, we've got holidays coming up here, Mother's Day in particular.
Weekends over the summer. Oh my goodness,
yeah,
stuff can happen.
You know, so everybody's sort of off their feet as the schedules change and things are a little bit bumpier.
Yeah.
And then of course there are the long-standing issues that are just hard to talk about. You know, research really shows that couples, will tend to, even happy couples, have certain issues that are just very, very difficult to resolve, that they repeat over and over and over again, and kind of keep bumping their heads against each other on. But there are ways through all that. We want to help you find those ways today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And if you're wondering, you know, how could some theology help me deal better with conflict? I mean, it's a fair question. But the truth is, it can help a lot, because St. John Paul, when he was Pope, asked a huge question himself. He said, you know, look, if we take everything that God's given us, creation, scripture, salvation history. I mean, it's a big
everywhere
category.
Everywhere you see God,
right.
Basically.
If we take all that stuff, what universal principles could we discern about God's plan for leading a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships? And his answer to that question became what people now call the theology of the body.
And the theology of the body reminds us that building the kingdom of God is primarily about healing the damage that sin does to our relationships and cooperating with God's grace so that our relationships can reflect not our broken human love, but the generous, faithful love that flows from God's own heart. And that means that conflict isn't automatically a bad thing. There's a big difference between healthy conflict and problem solving and drama.
Yeah, so healthy conflict in a relationship is a bit like the discomfort a patient might feel in physical therapy, right? It's uncomfortable, and sometimes it even hurts, but that discomfort is a sign that you're removing the obstacles that are preventing you from healing. Healthy conflict says, let's work together to solve this. Drama, on the other hand, is an injury. It says, who can we blame and punish for this? Right, so drama is unhealthy conflict that actually increases division, harm, resentment, and fear.
And most people assume that conflict means the relationship is in trouble. But the opposite is often true and can be made true. When you care enough to bring something up, when you're willing to work through the tension instead of keeping the lid on things, that's actually a sign of love. The real danger isn't the disagreement. It's pretending everything's fine when it isn't. Or blowing up in ways that leave everyone feeling wounded and farther apart.
And again, that is drama.
Uh-huh.
So for the Christian, learning to reject drama and instead handle conflict well isn't just a good idea. It's actually a spiritual exercise. You know, every hard conversation is really an opportunity to grow in patience, compassion, self-control, perseverance, all those virtues that help us be more effective people. And so when we're able to communicate that way, we're able to build the communion we were created for. When we find ourselves with in a disagreement with somebody that we love, instead of asking, how can I win this?
Yeah.
Or how can I make this stop? We should try praying, Lord, what virtues do I need to help me and the other person be our best selves, even through the tension? And what do I need to do to make sure we come out of this closer, really genuinely closer, than we went into it? You know, those questions can really help us grow together instead of growing apart. 877-573-7825. Today's show titled Conflicted. And we're talking about conflict in any or all of your relationships. How can you manage that conflict gracefully and stay connected even when you're at odds? 877-573-7825.
You know, and I think it's important before we start taking our questions today to just say we should be asking the Lord that question. You know, how can I really come out of this closer to this person? How can we resolve this problem? But I think before we go into a conversation, especially if it's a pre-planned conversation, like we have to sit down and pay the bills and talk about our budget this week, or we have to talk about what we're going to do about this kid who's really going sideways on us. Those kind of questions, not the ones where, you know, you walk into your mom's house and your sister is there and she says that thing and it spirals, but the ones that are at least pre-planned we can do this with. We can ask the Lord for that help, but I think we need to go into the conversation saying that to the other person so they don't have to go on the defense.
That's a great idea. You know, wow, look, hey, we have to talk about the bills, or we have to talk about the kids, or we have to talk about
this thing, whatever it is.
How can we make sure we do this in a way that actually draws us closer to each other?
Yeah.
What do we need to do to really come out the other end of this conversation closer than we went in? And honestly, you can do that even with those conversations that surprise you, because it starts to go off the rails.
You can, yeah.
And to get it back on the rails, you just say, hey, look, I want to come out the other end of this conversation closer than we started it. What do we need to do now to get back on track?
Yeah, it's harder to
do
because you're reeling in the, you know, fish a little bit, but it's something that's a first right at the top of the show tip to give you today.
All right, let's take our concerns to the Lord, and we'll start taking your calls about conflict today on More to Life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we bring to you all those situations where we are at odds with someone we care about. And we ask you to help us to not be afraid of conflict, to reject drama, to reject those temptations to look for who to blame or who to punish, or how to shift responsibility, but instead to really embrace the challenge and ask for your grace and approach the other person with genuine compassion and a desire to encourage each other through the tension and toward solutions. Help us to recognize that our job as Christians is to work to heal the damage that sin does to our relationships, and to work to make our relationships reflect not our broken human love, but the love that flows from your heart, so that in all things we can draw closer to you and to each other. We ask all this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great.
Pray for us.
Today on More to Life, Conflicted. We're talking about conflict in any relationship and how it makes it more difficult, of course, to be who we want to be and have the connections we're looking for. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. We'll help you resolve the conflicts in your life.
Let's talk right now with Lori, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Kansas.
Hey, Lori. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi. We're just trying to sort of sort through a wedding situation. As a family member is getting married outside of the church, and he's lovely, and his bride-to-be is just lovely, but they are not going to have the wedding blessed, and it's outside the church, and his siblings are...
We say outside the church. Is this in some church, or is this with a JP, or is it just so I understand what the deal is?
Yeah, no, it's just an outdoor wedding. Not
the minister of some sort.
Who's officiating? Is it just somebody who's like a friend who got a license, or is there an actual minister? What's going on there?
I'm just trying to understand where your nephew is.
Yeah, we're not sure on that one yet. Yeah, we're not sure on that one yet, if it's going to be a friend who has a certificate or if it's going to be a minister from another denomination.
And Lori, it says on the board that your nephew is not no longer a practicing Catholic, and but he is marrying a non-denominational Christian girl. Is that right?
Right, right. And I'm not sure if either one are attending church at this time, but just lovely people, but with devout Catholic family members and who are going to the ceremony, but felt conflict about standing up with them as groomsmen or bridesmaids.
Okay, so you've got family members here saying, look, I love you, I'll show up at the wedding, but I can't really say, you know, that I can witness this in a way that supports it because, dude, you're Catholic, we're Catholic, and we'd like you to do this. So where has that left the relationship between your nephew and his siblings and all of this? How much of this is tearing the family apart? How much of this, because you're asking how to correct it, and it doesn't look like, you know, it might be too far gone. Where's all this at?
Well, it's not too far gone for sure, but just some tension at this time regarding the situation. Yeah.
So how can we help
sure
you with it?
How to...
Yeah, well, what is it that you're looking for?
I know. Part of it is it even the best thing to stand up at this time or just support them and pray that that brings them back into the church?
Well, okay, so, okay, you know what? What you just said there kind of gives us a clue for what the answer is. Now, I understand the intention here of the family of wanting to put pressure on your nephew to be faithful to the way he was raised. That's a good intention. And if this was a matter of your nephew was faithful, that he was a practicing Catholic, he was going to church, but he was being pressured either by the fiancé or by her family or whatever to get married outside of the church, to give up his beliefs for some reason, to reject this thing that he personally held, right? It would be, I think, reasonable and even appropriate for your family to say, look, we know you, right? We know what you stand for. We know what's important to you. And because we love you and we want you to be faithful to yourself, we can't attend something that would be a betrayal of your beliefs, right? And so we can't stand in this wedding because we recognize that this isn't who you really are. Okay. And in that case, that's putting appropriate pressure on your nephew to be faithful to what he really actually believes. The problem in this case is he doesn't believe that. He's a fallen away Catholic, right? He was raised in the church, but for whatever reason, it didn't stick. And so in that case, what's happening here is the family is putting pressure on him to stand up for their beliefs, not his, which is not supporting him in drawing closer to the Lord or making a healthy step toward the relationship. It's presenting an obstacle because from his perspective, he's going to look at this and say, you know, my family, this is not about Catholicism or being faithful to my beliefs. This is about them pressuring me to do something they want to do.
Yeah, making me jump through their hoops. They don't really know who I am.
Which drives him even further away from God and the church. So. Again, there is a time when this approach is appropriate. Again,
yes.
if the person is a faithful person who is being pressured to reject their faith, then so this kind of pressure can help a person be faithful to their own beliefs.
Additionally, I want to add to that, the bride is apparently of a completely different faith dynamic. Nobody really knows how committed she is to that. But saying you have to have a Catholic wedding or at least have a priest present and have it, you know, in line with the Catholic Church, you might as well be speaking in a completely different language to her. She doesn't know what everybody's talking about. So you're pressuring her to do something that she doesn't even understand.
So, I mean, and it's appropriate, by the way, to say, you know, look, I don't know where you're at, nephew, or you know, for his brothers to say, you know, hey, like I don't know where you're at spiritually, but if your faith is important, if your Catholic faith is important to you at all, then getting married in the church is important because if you get married outside of the church, it's not a valid wedding. Now, he might not care about that initially. Let me explain what that means, though, and I'm going to have to go to break here in a second. But the reason the church doesn't say that it's a valid wedding is because we make certain promises as Catholics that other couples don't make, right? And so, you know, in the Catholic Church, we're saying, look, it's not that I'm promising to love you. It's not just that. It's I'm promising to love you, but I'm also promising to help you become everything God created you to be in this life and get to heaven in the next. If you don't make those promises, then it's not a marriage as far as the church is concerned. It doesn't mean it's not a significant relationship in some way. It just means it's not a marriage the way the church defines it. If he cares about that, then he should get married in the church. But if that's not his belief at this point, holding him accountable for that actually drives him further away from the church and prevents you guys from being the instruments of grace in his life that you're called to be. So I would actually suggest downloading the podcast of this show and playing our response to your question to the family. Because if he's not a practicing Catholic at this point, then that means that, you know, despite the family's efforts, it didn't stick for him. And the best thing that we can do in that case is encourage those healthy and holy steps that a person takes toward ultimately coming back to the church.
And leaving that relationship open enough so over time you guys can all be a great witness to the benefit of Catholicism on their marriage, their family life, and your relationship.
So being married in some way is healthier than living together. Being exactly. married in some church is better than just making it up. So whatever we can do to support the health and holiness of a person, that's exactly what God does. He meets us where we're at, and he leads us step by step toward greater union with him. That's what we should do as well. Thanks for the call, Lori. If we can help you with something else, don't hesitate to reach out to us once you've shared this with your family. We got to go to break with that. When we come back, more with your questions on conflict today on More to Life.
This program is brought to you in part by the following organization. The Precip app provides rainfall history at specific locations without needing a rain gauge. It uses radar technology to show recent rainfall totals, long-term seasonal trends, and weather information at selected locations. More information can be found at precipapp.com. That's precipapp.com.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
The following program is brought to you in part by MyCatholicWill.com. Surveys show that more than half of Americans do not have a will. At MyCatholicWill.com, it takes as little as 15 minutes to write your will and secure a legacy of faith. MyCatholicWill.com is the exclusive online destination for creating a Catholic will. The process of writing a will is simple and now more accessible than ever. MyCatholicWill.com, a legacy of faith for those you love.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Conflicted, as we talk about conflict in all of our relationships and how do we manage it gracefully. 877-573-7825. You know, we learn how to handle conflict as adults largely in the way that we were disciplined as kids. Think about that. You know, the patterns that we learn when we're being corrected by our parents, that teaches us how to approach our disagreements with especially our spouse. You know, do we blame? Do we punish? Do we withhold affection?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Or do we go to our spouse and say, hey, let's figure this out together. On our Catholic Home app, and that's Catholic HOM, it stands for Households on Mission, we teach an approach to discipline called discipleship discipline, which is a great template for handling adult conflict as well. Because what we do is we teach parents to identify the intention or need behind the problem behavior and then help find healthier, holier ways to help that child meet that intention or need. So that's why it's discipleship discipline, because you're encouraging virtue, because you're building character, because you're helping the child make healthy decisions even when you're not around to tell them what to do. And then as adults, what happens is when your spouse, when their spouse annoys them or steps on their toes, metaphorically speaking, they're also able to say in those instances, hey, what was the intention or the need that you were trying to meet? And let's work together as husband and wife to try to figure that out. It's a healthy, holy approach to conflict management. And we teach it every day on the Catholic Home app.
And not only does it help you and teach your children those skills and practice those skills that you need in your adult life, but the one group of people it's really hard to handle conflict with is children who have no rational thinking yet. You know, that 3-year-old tantruming, that 6-year-old being nasty, that teenager. The discipleship discipline taught on Catholic Home helps you handle those conflicts with much more grace.
So if you've got some family conflict, especially with your kids, and you'd like some coaching on how to overcome that, and some great creative resources to make living the faith at home both accessible and more fun, check out the Catholic HOM app today. We hope that you become a member of the Catholic Home community and subscribe to Catholic Home today so we can give you the support you need to have a more peaceful and less conflicted family life. Check it out. We're taking your calls right now about conflict, though, at 877-573-7825. Is conflict with someone you care about making it hard to have the relationship you want? Are you stuck in a cycle where you just fight about the same thing over and over again without ever being able to resolve it? Do you wonder whether it's possible to have a disagreement with this person that actually makes your relationship stronger instead of weaker? Let us help you discover how to stay connected even when you're in conflict. 877-573-7825. More to Life will be back right after this.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
Have you ever been so grief-stricken and so heart-sick that you can't see God? You can't see God in the tragedy. You can't see God in that cross. You can't see God in that sin. Why? You're enveloped in that grief. You're enveloped in fear. And God is out the window. You don't see Him standing right next to you.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Christ is the answer with Father John Ricardo.
I repeat, I'm sure ad nauseum to the guys who are here, a line from Pope Benedict Emeritus now, who used to say over and over again, to be a Christian is not the result of an ethical choice, but the result of an event, an encounter, a meeting with the living God in the person of Jesus Christ. This and nothing less is what it means to be a Christian. So we said the new evangelization is new in ardor. That's a kind of old-fashioned word. What in the world is ardor? Ardor is zeal, fervor, passion. Are you passionate about Jesus? Passionate about Jesus. Are you zealous for Jesus? Are you fervent for Jesus? Are we fervent for the gospel? Are we passionate about helping this world come to know Him?
Strained or broken relationships are a given in most of our lives. Friends fall away, siblings drift apart, children sever ties with their parents, and despite our best efforts, these painful fissures are difficult to mend. Hi, I'm Dr. Ray. If you want to learn how to communicate better with the difficult people in your life and be a more easygoing, more forgiving person, check out my book, How to Get Along with Almost Everybody. Check it out. And all my other books on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck. Did you know that up to 20% of Americans suffer from serious levels of anxiety? We all feel anxious from time to time, but when anxiety starts harming our health, relationships, or everyday activities, it's probably time to seek some advice. The good news is that anxiety wasn't part of God's blueprint for the human person. It's just one of many symptoms of a world broken by sin. And just as God wants to liberate each of us from sin and death, He wants to free each of us from unhealthy worry and anxiety too. St. Francis de Sales, for example, battled anxiety as a young man. Later in life, he wrote that, quote, anxiety is the greatest evil that can befall a soul except sin, unquote. But with God's help, he overcame his anxiety and went on to become one of the church's greatest spiritual teachers. Even though anxiety disorders have complex physical, psychological, and spiritual causes, God literally created us with the capacity to live in his peace, not just in the next life, but right now. To learn more about God's promise of peace, check out my book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety. And if you'd like more grace-filled assistance in your battle against fear, worry, or anxiety, visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. And today on More to Life, Conflicted. We're talking about conflict and the challenges we all have in our relationships as we try to handle conflict gracefully. Who are you in conflict with? Is it your spouse, a younger or adult child, a parent, family member, friend, coworker? Whatever the situation is, let us help you find ways to stay connected, even when you're at odds. 877-573-7825 is the number. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Greg, we have a question here from Danielle, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Oregon on Sirius XM 130. She said, my mom and I have always been close, but ever since my wife and I moved across the country for my job, things have really gotten tense. She makes comments about how we abandoned her and how we try to explain our reasons, and she shuts down or she changes the subject. We've tried calling her more, sending her pictures of the kids, even planning extra visits, but nothing seems to be enough. My husband says he needs to set boundaries, but every time I try, I feel like I'm just making it worse. How do I repair this relationship without losing my mind or my marriage in the process?
Okay, so that's Danielle.
Danielle.
Okay, so
yes.
And so it's since her husband and she moved across.
That's gotcha. Correct.
Okay, sorry.
Yes.
All right, thank you. All right. So your mom, you know, is obviously being unreasonable, because it's our job. Look, we have adult kids, and it's our job as parents to support our adult children in building their life and building the relationship that God is calling them to, and building the life. And sometimes that's hard because they don't live where we want them to live,
yeah.
Or don't do the things that we want them to do. And certainly we can express our concerns, and we can pray with them, and we can, you know, talk to them about the things, but ultimately we have to support their decisions. And so I think it's important to, in dealing with something like this, to empathize with the feelings that your mom has, to say, look, mom, I appreciate that you miss us, and I know that you're concerned about not being part of our lives. You know, I love you, and I want that. Here's how we can make that happen. You know, we can have Zoom call every week, or we can visit you on these times, or you can come out on these times. You let her know that I hear your concern. I empathize with the frustration. I empathize with the and here's what we can do about it. And at that point, that's what you can do. Now, the boundaries come in where mom, or if mom pouts her way through those things, or makes you miserable when you do those things. And at that point you say, hey mom, I'm really trying to have a relationship with you. I'm trying to be as generous as we possibly can and make as much time for you as we possibly can, because I love you and I want you to be part of our lives. But every time we get together, or every time we call, or every time we engage, you make it difficult. And I know that the intention is that you're saying you want more time. But every time you do this, it makes it hard to be around you, and it makes us ultimately have to spend less time.
You're actually pushing us away.
Is that what you want? And you have, so you make the implicit explicit, right? And you give her a choice. Do you want to continue in this path, which is going to drive us further away and get you less of what you're looking for? Or do we want to make the best of what we've got and try to build from there? So that's you know, so that's how you approach this. It's not about setting boundaries right up front and saying, "Well, Mom, you're mean, so I'm not going to have anything to do with you anymore."
Absolutely not, because she really doesn't understand what she's doing. And on top of it, I want to throw in, I think you hit all the major points of what she may be thinking, Greg, but there's also, you don't say here, Danielle, whether your father's still in the picture, or if your mother's a widow or a divorcee and she's alone. There could be an element of fear here, right? She's saying, you moved away, I'm getting older, what's going to happen to me with you being so far away? So if you give her this chance to talk this through, and she's like, no, I really don't mean to be like that, and you can say to her, Mom, do you just miss us, or are you really worried about something? Let her have the opportunity to voice that. She may not choose to take it, but you're at least letting her know when she's ready to voice that. You're open to hearing what she's got to say so that you can try to problem solve it. And that could be anything from, let's make sure we're texting every day so we know that you're okay, so that we can be there for you if something happens. Do you want to move out to Oregon so we can be closer to each other? Should I start looking for an apartment for you? An array of problem-solving things, but you really want to have this conversation that says, we love you, we're willing to problem-solve with you, but this ain't it. You can't keep treating us like this because you're really pushing us farther away. So is that what you want to keep doing, or do you want to problem-solve this with us?
So again, making the implicit explicit, right? So empathize with her intention, propose solutions, see how she responds. If she responds well, great, problem solved. If she doesn't, then you make the implicit explicit by saying, hey, Mom, you know, this is what you're doing. Is that what you want to keep doing, or can we make the best of what we got and build from there? And that's just a general template, actually, for anybody who's really kind of dealing with these things. You know, you empathize with the person and propose solutions, and then see how they respond to that. And then you start looking at what boundaries you might need to set based on that response. 877-573-7825. We're talking about conflict today on More to Life. Is conflict coming between you and someone you care about? Let us help you discover ways to stay connected even when you're at odds. And as we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17.
Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another.
And, you know, we chose this verse today because this is a good example of how healthy conflict actually makes us healthier,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, drama, again, drama is conflict that is all about blaming, about punishing, about shaming. But healthy conflict is this process that Proverbs is talking about of iron sharpening iron.
Well, think about it. And a lot of us don't do this as much these days, but we do to a point. If I have a knife that's starting to get dull, I have I don't even know what they call it, but it's that round thing.
Sharpening stone.
And it's a sharpening stone, but it's something, they call it something else. But I can make that knife sharper and take out some of those dings and make sure that it's not going to cut me to smithereens, but it's actually going to cut through the tomato well, right? Because I'm using that sharpener correctly. I'm not taking that sharpener and banging the crud out of that knife that needs to be sharpened, where it gets all dinged up, it gets bent out of shape, and it couldn't possibly safely or successfully cut anything, never mind a tomato. That is very much what this is speaking to. One man sharpens another. If we do this in this problem-solving way, where we come to each other with our best virtues in the forefront of our mind, of caring and loving the other person and working for their ultimate good and ours, and with that, let's solve this problem together mindset. Not the opposite of that, which would be taking that sharpener and banging it into the knife and destroying it, coming at somebody with accusatory words or a level of vitriol that gets to just push you farther apart instead of solve anything. So keeping Proverbs 27:17 in mind can help us remember how to approach conflict and problem solving with someone. Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another.
877-573-7825. Are you dealing with conflict with someone you care about? Let us help you find ways to stay connected even when you're at odds. 877-573-7825. More to Life continues with your calls about conflict coming up after the break.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Our 20th anniversary Danube River cruise was spectacular. Due to popular demand, we have again chartered our own exclusive and brand new ship for a Rhine River cruise to four European countries with the most beautiful churches in Catholic history in Europe. The trip is already half sold out. Join us in June 2027. Immerse yourself in the rich Catholic heritage of Europe.
To learn more about your Ave Maria Radio trip, go to avemariaradio.net and find The Travel Link.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
That They May Be One. A docudrama featuring Cardinal Rinero Cantalamessa, Dr. Mary Healy, and Francis Chen. Exploring how the Holy Spirit has been working across generations and denominations to answer the prayer of Jesus.
Church is meant to look like the Church of the Acts of the Apostles. And if you read Acts, you see just how far we are.
In theaters May 19th and 20th. More information at thatthemaybeonefilm.com.
Want more tips for living an abundant life through the theology of the body? Follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Instagram at Catholic Counselors.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, Conflicted. We're talking about the ways conflict comes between us and the people we care about. And reminding all of us that really it's our job as Christians to learn how to manage conflict gracefully, because that's a spiritual exercise. You know, building the kingdom of God is all about healing the damage that sin does to our relationships and working to make our relationships reflect not our broken human love, but the love that flows from God's heart. That's the job. That's what God puts us here for. To love each other as he loves us. And that involves learning how to manage conflict better than we naturally do as fallen people. So let us help you do that work today on More to Life at 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Carly, who's listening to EWTN Radio in St. Louis.
On Covenant Catholic Radio. Hey, Carly, welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Good morning.
How can we help?
So I have been separated from my husband since April 1st last year. We're still not back together. We were married in the Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. We are in our second marriage. His first wife died. My marriage was annulled.
Okay.
And the reason we are separated is we were fighting like 12 times a day over little things, but the underlying issue was that I feel he changed. I'm not sure he did or he hid it from me. Our political differences are different. So he's become an extreme Democrat and I'm a moderate Republican. Also, he says he's pro-life, but he voted for a pro-choice amendment in St. Louis, and I'm staunchly pro-life. Anyway, whenever we try to talk about these issues, we fight. In the meantime, we've signed up for Retrovi, and we are doing that. We're finishing that up in an attempt to try and...
Carly, let me ask you a question, though. So I want to address this, and I am going to address it, but I'm curious... When you say you'd like fight 12 times a day, is politics the only thing that you share? Because it seems to me that as I mean, it's an issue. This is an important issue, right? And like I said, I'm going to address it. But as a couple, there are about 4 million other things you could be talking about. Why are you fighting about those?
I mean, he feels very strongly in his beliefs. I feel that I'm a little bit more accepting. I also recently, yeah. a year and a half ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And he was not very supportive emotionally in terms of the breast cancer. So once I got cancer, I didn't want to live in a stressful marriage because I felt like that was affecting my health.
Now we're getting to it.
Yes,
okay.
That's a
Thank
big,
you.
Big, important part.
Because politics
of this.
Is not your issue. Okay, and that's really what I was trying to get at. Okay, it's easy to look at the superficial thing and say this is the problem. And we often do this about religion. Not that religion is superficial, but when couples fight about religion, this is the dynamic too. The basic problem and his reaction to your breast cancer diagnosis really kind of cinches this. It's a failure of respect in the relationship. And I'd like you to download the podcast of this episode and share this with him. Because this is what Retrovi tries to get at, too, with the dialogue exercise that they teach. For folks who aren't aware, Retrovi is a wonderful program for couples who are going through difficult times. It's a weekend retreat and then 6 follow-up sessions that teaches important communication skills. But behind those communication skills, it's teaching a bigger lesson about respect. When I respect somebody, I'm not just nice to them. I try to understand things through their eyes. So even if I don't see things the way Lisa does, right? Even or you do, you know, I care about you, so I want to understand why is this important to you? And I want to understand, you know, what does this mean to you? What's the need you're trying to meet or the concern you're trying to address? And even if I disagree with the way you're going about it, I can say, you know what, I get where you're coming from at least, and I respect that this is important. If I don't respect you, then I put you in the position of trying to prove to me that your ideas that are different from mine have any value at all. And so conversations with me sound more like a courtroom than a marriage or any relationship, right? And that's what you're describing. You know, what you're telling me is that whether it's politics or your own personal needs, if he doesn't want to meet it, then it's not valid. And that's not a difference in opinions or even differences in personalities. That's a failure of respect, basic respect in the marriage. And as long as that is there, you're not the person who is not being respected isn't allowed to be a person. And that's a very suffocating place to be. So as you're going through Retrovi, I want to challenge both of you, but especially your husband, to recognize that this is not just about learning how to repeat back what the other person said, because that's the basic skill, right? It's you say something, and then they repeat it back in their own words, and you go back and forth until you agree that they get what you're saying. It's more than that. It's trying to teach the attitude of, I really do want to see things through your eyes because they care about you, and even if I don't agree or even if I don't understand it the same way, I respect you enough to appreciate that there's value behind your ideas and your beliefs and your opinions. Right now, he doesn't see that. He doesn't accept that there's value there. And you might struggle with that too, because the fact is, the number one problem in marriage is that we all love our comfort zones more than we love each other. And so the more passionate I am about my opinions, the more passionate I am about whatever, the less I'm willing sometimes to really care about you. And you know the fact that you're also dealing with cancer diagnosis and he's being completely insensitive to that, you know that takes it to a whole other level.
That takes it to such a whole another level.
But this is not a matter of just you guys don't see eye to eye on things. This is a failure of respect, especially of him toward you, and the willingness to see that your needs are valid, especially if they inconvenience him or challenge his comfort zone.
And so that's something that you really want to dig into in Retrovi. And if you haven't started marriage counseling, please, please try and get together and do that, because there's a lot to dig into here. And I don't think his reaction to your breast cancer diagnosis was necessarily he didn't care about you. I think that there's a lot underneath that in terms of fear and everything else. But unless you two can talk it out with a good, faithful mediator, this is going to be very difficult to get around because that's a huge pain for you to be carrying, Susan.
I encourage you to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com to not to replace Retrovi, but to add to it. Because even Retrovi will tell you they don't replace counseling. So, Carly, thank you so much for the call. If there's more we can do to support you, CatholicCounselors.com. Let's go to Susan, who's listening in San Antonio on Guadalupe Radio. Hey, Susan, what's your question for us?
Hi. Yes, well, I have the exact same problem the woman ahead of me has. In addition to that, anytime my husband does anything wrong or messes up or makes a mistake or can't find something, he gets angry and finds a way to make it me.
Yeah. So you're asking, how do you deal with that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we got some steps here, and it's not going to be easy, and we might suggest that you need to seek some professional support too, but I'm going to walk you through those steps, all right? So, you know, we're going to start with, okay, your husband does something that hurts you, and he gets angry when you tell him about it. The first step there is to say, look, first of all, recognize that he was probably raised in a household where it wasn't safe to make mistakes, right? And because of that, when he's called out on something, he has a panic reaction inside, and he reacts to that panic by lashing out in anger, because it's easier to be angry than it is to be afraid. It's easier to be angry than it is to be vulnerable. I'm not telling you that so that it excuses his behavior. I'm telling you that so that you recognize it's not about you, right? His reaction has nothing to do with you. He's taking it out on you. But if you were able to say, look, this isn't about me, this is about him. He's dealing with his own stuff. That can give us enough distance to be able to respond effectively instead of taking it personally and getting defensive and hurt ourselves. So when you call him out on something, what he hears is, I'm not safe because, you know, I'm now in trouble and I have to do something to get out of trouble. So your job at that point, Susan, is to say, listen, I get that you feel like, you feel afraid. You feel like it's not safe to have been wrong or to have done something to hurt me, but you hurt me. And I love you, and I'm on your side, but we have to fix this. And you getting angry at me doesn't fix it. Okay? And now he's going to get even more angry at you in response to that. Okay? And he's going to have his little tantrum. And he might even go away and then come back an hour later expecting that everything is now blown over. And you should just
pretend.
Because
he's a notch calmer, so you should be too.
And at that point, your job is to keep the tension up, which is completely opposed to what you're going to want to do, right? Because his whole strategy is based on wearing Susan down, right? You have to show him that you're stronger than that. You have to be that prophetic, calm, godly woman who can say to your husband, I love you too much to let you get away with this nonsense anymore.
It's not healthy for me. It's not healthy for you. It's not healthy for our marriage. You need better coping mechanisms. We're going
to
work on
that. So when he comes back an hour later and tries to pretend that everything's fine, what your job is to do is to say, I'm glad you're in a better place, but I'm afraid that until you can apologize for the way you treated me and we can talk through this together and really come to a better place with it, you're not a safe person to have any conversation with. Now, that's going to make him mad again, and he's going to blow up. I can't believe you said that. You're holding this against me. What kind of Christian are you? And what about you? And you did these 20 other things. You don't answer any of that because none of it's about you. What you say is, I'm really sorry you feel that way. When you're ready to speak to me respectfully, apologize for what you did, and work through that other issue that started this whole thing, you let me know. But until then, you're not a safe person to have any conversation with. And then he goes away, mad, comes back 2 hours later and says, hey, what's for dinner? And your job is to say, I'd love to talk to you about dinner, but until you can apologize to me for the way you treated me, and we can have a respectful conversation and resolve the issue that started all this, you're not a safe person to talk about dinner with.
Now, there's a training in our society, especially for women, that's going to go off in your head that says, I'm just being petty. I'm bringing this up all these hours later. I should just be quiet about this. That's not working for his good or yours, and that's what love really is. So you have to do what Greg is saying, and even if it's all these hours later, say, I can't discuss dinner with you until.
So this is really hard work, and it involves some suffering, but it's redemptive suffering as opposed to what you're doing right now, which is codependent suffering, right? The difference is that you're suffering either way, but the way you're suffering by capitulating, by just giving in, by just trying to get along, you know, go along to get along, you're suffering in a way that's tearing you down and not working for his good.
Yeah, it's tearing both of you down and the marriage down over time.
Redemptive suffering allows you to cooperate with the grace of the sacrament of marriage and say, I love you too much to let you get away with this nonsense anymore and for us to go down this path. And so I'm drawing a line and saying we need to change. Now, that's where you might need to get the professional help. Because if you try this pattern, he's going to keep hammering away, metaphorically speaking, hopefully, at your defenses, right? And it's going to start trying to wear you down. You're going to need somebody in your corners, both of you, really, saying for them to say, yes, Susan is right on this, and husband, you need to kind of get your crap together. We're going to work through this together. And that's the kind of work that we do at CatholicCounselors.com. So if you're interested in getting that support to really make this strategy work, reach out to us, and we'd be happy to help get you there. But we do a lot of this kind of work with couples, and we're very successful with it. Because I'm sympathetic to where your husband's coming from. He's coming from a place of hurt and fear. And there's a wound there, a childhood wound that needs to be healed. He just can't keep taking that wound out on you. Thanks for the call, Susan. And folks, if you are looking for ways to handle the conflict in your life and handle it gracefully, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We'll hook you up with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, your personal life in the light of God's grace. We'd love to talk more with you. Thanks so much for tuning in. Until next time, remember that with God's grace, there is so much more to life. Have a blessed day.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.